This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The winners of the 53rd National Book Awards were announced last night in New York. Biographer Robert Caro took top honors in the nonfiction category, and novelist Philip Roth was honored for his lifetime achievement in literature. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
In 1959, when he was just 27 years old, Philip Roth won a National Book Award for his debut novel, Goodbye Columbus. Last night, he accepted the National Book Foundation's Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. About 800 people gathered for the ceremony in a Midtown Manhattan hotel ballroom. Roth told them that while critics hail him as a great chronicler of what it means to be Jewish in America, he's always thought of himself as an American writer, period.
I have never thought of myself for the length of a single sentence as an American Jewish or a Jewish American writer, any more than I imagine Theodore Dreiser or Ernest Hemingway or John Cheever thought of themselves as American Christian or Christian American writers.
This year, top honors in the fiction category once again went to a first-time novelist, Julia Glass, whose Three Junes is a chronicle of several generations of a Scottish family on both sides of the Atlantic. All of this year's five nominations were for first or second books, which the judges said bodes well for the future of American fiction. Robert Caro won the nonfiction award for the third volume of his biography of Lyndon Johnson, titled Master of the Senate. During a Tuesday night reading at New School University, Caro read a passage that depicts the future president recovering from a heart attack, exiled from Washington to his family's Texas ranch, and haunted by generations of failed ambition.
Sometimes in the morning, he would walk along the river to the Johnson family graveyard, and there, under the spreading branches of a big live oak, inside a rickety little fence with the tombstones, he would stand there for long minutes staring at the names. And one morning, thinking that no one was watching him, Lyndon Johnson drew with his shoe an X in the ground in that graveyard, the spot for his own grave.
The National Book Award for Young People's Literature went to Nancy Farmer for The House of the Scorpion, a novel set a century or so in the future about a boy cloned from the blood of a powerful drug lord who's seeking immortality. The prize for poetry went to 87-year-old Ruth Stone for her collection In the Next Galaxy. On Tuesday night, she read her poem Mantra.
When I'm sad, I sing, remembering the red-winged blackbird's clack. Then I want no thing except to turn time back to what I had before love made me sad. When I forget to weep, I hear the peeping tree toads creeping up the bark. Love lies asleep and dreams that everything is in its golden net. And I am caught there too when I forget.
Each of the National Book Award winners receives $10,000. They'll be touring the country early next year. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.